hardest working woman in journalism. And I call you that every time you're on.
Rick,
you're too nice to me. That, of course, is the moan of Candace Jordan, who does a million different things, most of them on the society, entertainment, and philanthropic front. Candace, mm-hmm. welcome back to the show. I try to have her on as much as possible. I want to, before we get to some things.
I just want to say one thing. I absolutely loved your brother Mark's commentary about Brian Wilson. I mean, he knows everything. Literally, you could have him on every single show for all the
He should just have this show. He should just take over the show.
Exactly.
You and Krista Flores. Also, okay.
I just want to say, I did have a close encounter with Brian Wilson.
Okay, you can tell us what it was.
So this is decades and decades ago. I was in Las Vegas, and it was a dinner party hosted by Wayne.
Were you working for Playboy then?
Probably. I've been with him since I was born.
Exactly.
Part of Playboy, yeah. But anyway, it was a dinner party hosted by Wayne Newton, and Brian Wilson was a featured guest, and I was seated across from him at the dinner table.
Uh-huh.
And we were having a nice little conversation. I don't remember what it was, but what I do remember is that halfway through the dinner, his head just dropped into the bowl of soup in front of him, and his dinner date just kind of gently lifted it up, wiped him off with a napkin, and everybody continued on. But that was my close encounter
with fame and soup in Las Vegas.
Yes, exactly.
Were you a Beach Boys fan?
Oh, I love the Beach Boys. I love the music. I love who in the world doesn't like the Beach Boys if they know there's something wrong with them. Yeah,
that's absolutely true. Speaking of things other than what we're going to speak of, there is, and you didn't tell me about it, there is the most charming, charming video of you on YouTube explaining your Playboy memorabilia that you did talk about. It's going to be housed at the Chicago History Museum.
How did you find that YouTube video? I didn't even share it.
I'm a reporter. Why didn't I?
You're good.
This is what I'm asking. Why didn't you share it? Charming.
I've got to be honest. Quite frankly, I forgot to share it. I had just posted it to YouTube, and then I got busy doing other stuff, and then it kind of just slipped my mind. But I've got to put it out there. Of course, my friend Troy Mayers produced and put that all together, and I think he did an incredible job, him and his wife Elizabeth Mayers. And they did an incredible job, I mean, with the questions they asked and everything else. So, yeah.
It's only about 13 minutes long, but it's fabulous. You hold up that, among many things, that little book, Rules for the Bunnies or something.
Yeah.
The manual for that.
Thank you for mentioning that.
How can people find it now on YouTube?
Oh, it's on Candid Candace on YouTube. I have a channel, Candid Candace. TV, it's called.
Just go to CandidCandace.com and you can find all sorts of stuff. Okay, yeah, how's your...
It has like 100 videos. I mean, of all the interviews I've done with Al Pacino and people, John Bon Jovi, and so there's a lot of interesting stuff there, I think.
Well, can you make money off something like that? I know there are a bunch of people who make a lot of money doing stuff on YouTube.
Oh, there's a lot of people that know how to make money, but Rick, that's not a strong suit. For me.
Well, it's even less a strong suit
suit of mine at all. No, God forbid I make money.
So I also want to ask you, because you can talk about virtually anything. You must have some relationship with the folks at Looking Glass, do you not?
Oh, God, I love those people. I think that theater company is, first of all, I don't know, it seems to be underappreciated to me. I mean, and here it is right smack dab in the middle of Michigan Avenue in this beautiful theater space, and they put on the most original content that you could possibly imagine. And I mean, this Iraq But Funny, I have not seen it either, but I know it's gotten rave reviews, so I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah,
me too.
I love the people, are the board, all the people involved with it. They're just wonderful.
Why do you think you're so astute about everything? But why do you think it is? I think you're right, Candace, that it is not, it is certainly not as renowned as some other theater companies in this town.
I don't know if it's because they don't toot their own horn enough or what it is. I mean, I just think that they need more publicity. I got to be honest with you. I think that they should be, be interviewed and previewed and in every single newspaper publication, radio, TV. I mean, it's you just don't see enough of them. That's my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we should go see that show together. We should grab our...
We should.
Our,
I would love it. Absolutely.
Because that young actress playwright sounded delightful and smart.
Oh, she sounded delightful, and she's the type of people that should be in the theater. I mean, you can see her love for it, and it started with her family and her parents. I mean, I think that people that have talent like that come from homes where their families or fathers or their mothers are really kind of nerdy about that world. You know, they are involved in theater and seeing productions that are kind of off kilter and, you know, exposing their kids to so many new and different things. And I think that really is a great starting point for people in that business in theater.
Right,
you know, my parents were busy drinking beer up at the local bar. So.
Well, but so her parents were not the kind of parents you're talking about either. Her dad is a kind of visual artist, I think, and he watched the right kind of TV, so she was able to see performers like George Carlin and Richard Pryor. We've run out of the first segment of our interview, so we got to take a commercial break. Prepare yourselves. What? How do you think we stay on the radio? You have to make commercials. Look, we've given people your YouTube channel to see.
We've given a lot
of information, Candace. We've got a lot of information. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and Candace will tell you about more of the James Beards Awards tomorrow night. And I want to know. I want you to explain to me. I'm dead serious about this.
Yeah.
I know they're very popular. I know they're a big deal. I literally want you to answer the question, who cares? Candace Jordan is on the phone, and she's going to tell me why the James Beard Awards, which are tomorrow night, are as big a deal as they are, Candace. Why is that?
Well, first of all, it's a big deal because it shines a great big global spotlight on Chicago as a restaurant city, which we are. And the people that are interested in it are, of course, the people that are involved, the restaurateurs who employ all these people and the chefs that are, you know, up for these awards. I mean, it's really a massive thing. Somebody called it, termed it the Met Gala of Chicago.
Really?
And, you know, I've been before. It's massive and it's confusing and everybody's there. Everybody wants to be there. It's sold out. And I just think it's spectacular for Chicago and for the chefs here who work so hard to get these awards. I mean, we have three chefs that are up for Best Chef Great Lakes, and they're Tai Dang from Hey Sue. I don't know if you've been to these restaurants.
Probably. You want to bet? No, probably not. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to name, the last one I'm going to name is one that I bet you've been to.
Billy Goat? Is Billy Goat up for a James Beard Award?
No, Billy Goat is not up.
Okay.
but there's Chris Young and Erling Bubauer from Maxwell's Trading in Westtown, and Noah Sandoval from Oriole in Fulton Market. Those are the three chefs that are up for the big, big, big chef award. And there's an outstanding restaurant in Lincoln Park called Galit and an outstanding bar called Kumiko in West Loop. But listen to this. The one that has already won the America's Classic Award is Lem's Barbecue on Chicago's South Side.
Wow, that's good. Well, good for him. Good for them, man. That's a good place. Have you been there?
It's owned by... Here's my story. We tried to go there once. The lines were, and I'm not exaggerating, blocks long to the point where people had bought lawn chairs to wait in line to order.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and that was before they won this award. So you can imagine now we'll never get in there.
Wow.
But they've been around for 70 years, and it's run by one of the brothers' youngest daughters and their nephews. And so it's got a great reputation, and I congratulate them for winning America's Classic Award this year from the James Beard Awards.
And that's a good call. I don't know who votes in this thing, but that's a very, very...
Yeah, and you know, past winners were Tufano's, which we both love.
Sure.
The Berghoff was a winner. Calumet Fisheries was a winner. And one that I have not heard of in Uptown called Sunwa Barbecue. So those were past winners.
Oh, good. I like that.
And you know how they're voted on? They honor locally owned restaurants with timeless appeal.
That's great. They can now give it to Twin Anchors, the Billy Goat, some of my other places.
Right, exactly.
What else are you really looking forward to? And everybody can get information about everything Candace talks about because she covers the waterfront and more by going to Candid.
That's the truth. Speaking of the waterfront, Venetian Night's coming up.
That's right.
July 26th. Now,
Venetian Night has been a big deal in this town for decades, but didn't they stop doing it for a while?
Well, they did stop doing it, and then they had it on the lake. And I tell you, the best place to watch it, in my opinion, is on the river.
No question.
You can be. It's all free to the public, obviously, and they're going to have like roaming, strolling musicians dressed in traditional Venetian attire. I mean, and all the restaurants are going to participate with like themed decorations and Italian-inspired food and things like that. And the boat parade will be at 8:30 on the river, but it's free and open to the public. You'll hear opera sung along the banks, and I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for Chicago. It's hosted by the Italian-American Human Relations Foundation, and it's a nod to, obviously, Italian cultural heritage. And it's just, it's really something, and I'm excited that it's back on the river.
Now, it's on Saturday, July 26th.
Festivities kick off at 6 p.m.
And it's just, it's funny, it's only one night. That's so, I mean,
yeah.
But it's a really big, as they call it in the biz, an extravaganza.
Yes, and the boats are all decorated. They take weeks and weeks to put the lights on. And, I mean, people really get invested in this. And there's cash prizes for best boats. And, I mean, it's a big deal. And it's free.
Well, something that's not free but is also worth going to is the Lincoln Park Zoo Ball, which is Friday, July 11th. You love that thing, don't you?
I love anything involved with animals.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's why I'm on your show, Rick.
Why? What do you
get
mean?
Animal?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Kate will
love that. This is their 48th year, the Lincoln Park Zoo Ball. And, you know, I was surprised to find out the theme this year is called the Serpentine Soiree.
Really?
And, you know, mostly in the past they've honored the lions and the tigers and, you know, things that are more, you know, understandable. But this is because...
And less scary. You know, people are scared of snakes.
I know, but listen, this is kind of a good story. It's inspired by their African rock pythons, which is one of the most heavily trafficked reptiles.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's kind of putting the spotlight on a species that has had trouble. And so I think this is going to be great and a wonderful idea.
Well, that's the thing that a lot of people don't know. I know you know, but the Lincoln Park Zoo does a lot of conservation work. Yes, they display animals in the sort of kindest way you can display animals, but their conservation work is helping keep certain species alive across this planet. I mean, that's what
100%.
That's
yes,
what good
they have
zoos.
A massive,
that's what good zoos
program.
Do these days. I say this because I just had dinner with your old friend Kevin Bell, who used to be the president.
Oh, I loved him.
President
yeah.
of Lincoln
I wish he
Park
was still
Zoo.
There.
Well, he's doing a lot of.
People,
he's helping.
Though,
he's,
you know, I have to tell you a funny story about Kevin Bell.
Okay.
So he, you know, he was the big honcho at the zoo for many, many, many years.
The president. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, president. And so I had a bird in the backyard of my house in Old Town, and I didn't know what it was, so I snapped a picture of it, and I said to Chuck, I said, I have no idea. I want to know what kind of bird this is. And so I called Kevin Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just out of the blue, I called him, and he answered the phone and had me describe it, and he knew exactly what it was.
Well, see,
I mean, but for the president of a zoo to take somebody's call, especially for a reason that's so stupid as that was,
well, but
I
that,
mean, I really respected
that,
him.
That's Kevin Bell, but you want to know why he knew what that was? Because Kevin, Kevin began at Lincoln Park Zoo and was hired as the curator of birds. He was the youngest curator in the history of Lincoln Park Zoo. So he knows.
Yes.
I've done that to him, too. And said, like, what's this bird? He knows immediately. He should be, if there was a Jeopardy show only about birds, he would win.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He'd win away. Win it all.
But Zoo Ball's always fun. What's another free thing going on soon?
Here's something that's not free, but you have to see it before. And, you know, like you didn't see Iraq, but funny, I have not seen Joffrey Ballet's Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, wow.
And we were going to the opening night, except Chuck had cataract surgery.
Ugh.
So the doctor said we had to stay home, so I missed it. But I'm still going to go see it because it's going to run through June 22nd. And, you know, it's got 4 stars.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The performance
great
is supposed
reviews.
To be unbelievable. So I really highly recommend people get to that if they can.
Why don't you just, you could have taken Chuck with a blindfold on and just described it to him.
Yeah, I suggested that, but he wasn't.
He wasn't into that. He will do anything for you. Candace's husband, Chuck Jordan, is one of the finest.
Father's Day. Here's a shout out to him. Happy Father's Day.
Finest human beings on the face of the planet. So summer is going well for you on the party.
Summer's going well. Paw's Beach Party's coming up. You know, that's one of my favorites, too.
What do they do there?
Oh, God, you know, they've got all these dogs dressed with these little outfits on the patio at offshore at Navy Pier. They've got live music and drinks.
Hey, hold on. What kind of little outfits do they have?
Oh, you will see dogs in tuxedos. They'll have little Hawaiian T-shirts on with little hippie beads. I mean, they really get creative. They got little beach hats on. Sunglasses, the whole nine yards.
I'm just thinking of the dogs I've had in my life and how they never, never, never like to be in costume. But I did. I once had my German Shepherd Deadline.
That was its name? Deadline?
Yes.
That is adorable.
We just put like devil ears on him, and he wound up because he barked at a cameraman from ABC. He wound up on TV. He should have had his own show. Candace, you ready to be on in a couple of weeks? Why don't you come in and we'll just sit and talk for an hour.
I do have a last announcement.
Yes. Scoop of some kind. Yes.
Pardon me. So I had a talk with Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.
Sure.
She calls from Greece. She's on a much-needed vacation now.
Okay.
And I said, oh, Maria, I'm talking to Rick Kogan tonight. Can I tell him anything? And I said, can I tell him that you're going to run for mayor? And she says, yes, you can tell him. Tell him that I said it's time for a gray-haired grandma.
Maria Pappas is running for mayor.
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
That's a scoop and a half, Candace. That's a scoop and
well,
a half.
I think she'd be a great mayor. I think she's been a phenomenal public servant for so long, and every single community loves her, and I'm her biggest fan,
I know
obviously.
You are.
And,
I know you are.
So that's good news for everybody.
I'll see you in studio in a couple weeks, Candace Jordan. Go
I love
give
it.
Chuck a hug.
I love it. Thanks for having
me, honey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.